If you've ever fantasized about taking courses at Harvard or MIT, you may soon have the chance without a tuition bill. The two schools announced today that they're teaming up to create an online education program that will offer free courses from both institutions. They plan to spend $60 million on the effort, which will be called EdX. And WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov is with us to provide details. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Sasha.
Monica, this isn't a new concept. And in fact, MIT already offers free online courses through its Open Courseware and MITx programs. And Harvard does the same through its distance learning courses. How will this be different?
Well, this will be a lot bigger. What this new nonprofit is going to do is offer the platform online for any university to put their courses up. So it could be BCX for Boston College, BUX. Anybody can put the courses up there once they get this up and running. And what the students will get are online video lessons, quizzes, immediate feedback, student-paced learning, and also a lot of student community that develops online when these courses get up and running.
And will these classes differ from the classes that enrolled full-time students at Harvard and MIT now pay big bucks for?
Well, the students who are taking the classes online won't get a diploma, but they could get a certificate, and that would mean that they completed the course and were graded for it. But it has a certain appeal, I think, to many people who might never have the opportunity to take a high-level course like this. Don't expect to get a degree out of it, but expect to learn a lot.
Now, Monica, are Harvard and MIT saying that they're doing this purely out of benevolence, or is there some profit potential here?
Well, they say the primary goal is to advance learning. This is a nonprofit they've developed. They are nonprofit institutions, but they did say it will have to become self-sustaining. So they're going to need to generate revenue from the system eventually.
You could argue that this program strengthens the brands of Harvard and MIT or dilutes the brands. What did the school say it does to their brands?
Well, MIT's president, Susan Hockfield, says it definitely strengthens the brand and that they shouldn't be worried about putting so much online and sacrificing the residential college experience.
Online education is not an enemy of residential education, but rather a profoundly liberating and inspiring ally.
Monica, I understand there's a research component to this and that these online students will be guinea pigs in a sense. Could you explain that aspect of it?
Well, with all these thousands of students all over the world learning online, it's an incredible research opportunity to look at which teaching methods work. How are students learning? What tools are most successful? And the aim is they'll then apply it to courses that they have both online and on campus.
Is there any pushback to this program or this larger concept?
Well, there was some pushback MIT was getting for MITx about whether this does dilute the brand in some way. And one professor I spoke with, Samuel Allen, he's the chair of the MIT faculty, says he doesn't expect this online expansion will put MIT and Harvard out of business, even though they're offering these courses for free. But he says there's reason for concern.
I think if the institutions don't think very creatively about the value added by being on campus and do things that are going to emphasize that, I think it will radically change the way we're doing things.
Well, how much it does change the way universities are offering courses is to be seen. There's a lot to be worked out here with EdX, and we'll see how much it changes the on-campus experience and enhances the online experience.
That's WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov giving us details on a free new online education program announced today by Harvard and MIT. Monica, thank you.
You're welcome.